Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host Rob May. It is 8 o'clock here on the East Coast in New York, and hopefully joining me today will be Dame Emma Jane Brown out of the UK with her company EJB Events, a really cool company doing some great things. We've had her on the show now for four previous episodes. This is part five of the 10-part series that we're doing. And, you know, really, it's been quite interesting to discuss with her the different, you know, events that she's able to put on, what you can expect when you do book something with her. I mean, it's a really incredible thing. And I do believe we have her on the line right now, so let's see. Emma, are you with us?
I am with you.
All right. Welcome back to the show. How you been?
I'm good. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you as well. So let me ask you this, Emma. I know, you know, we had a couple weeks there where you were running around and stuff. So how was your holiday?
What holiday? No, I had a very busy time. I had a client's private party just before Christmas, which was really good for about 16 people. And then I also had another event at Olympia Horse Show, which was a great, you know, show to go back to. It was where I sort of competed many, many years successfully as a professional show jumper. So that was great to take clients there. They had a wonderful time. They watched all the show jumping and all the great activities that went on in London, in Kensington. So that was a good event. And yeah, New Year.
Very cool.
And the calendar is filling up as we talk.
Very cool. Well, so let me ask you this now. With this time of year, do you see business pick up, or is it kind of like everybody else where, you know, people are kind of saving their money to spend on, you know, gifts and whatever else, you know, traveling? But, I mean, does it pick up for someone like you?
It's quite quiet at the moment. I think a lot of people, like accountants and lawyers in this mm-hmm. country, are sort of going back to work next week. January is a very quiet month, as we all know. We've all probably eaten too much, drank too much,
right.
spent too
oh,
much.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a month where it's let's reassess ourselves now for the new year. So,
right.
Yeah, it is. We're getting feedback because we obviously have got clients that want to book for big events in July at Silverstone, the Formula One, and also we have a very big race at Cheltenham Races in March. And really, if you don't get ahead of the, you know, time and book it and, you know, really say I want to do that next year or whatever, you do miss out on certain things.
Sure.
The private boxes are gone, and, you know, if you're the person that wants to arrive in a helicopter, there's helicopters booked at certain times. And I could easily get clients that will ring me sort of the end of February and say, you know, listen, I want to take some business clients from London to the races. And, you know, it's nearly almost impossible because the boxes are taken, helicopter time zones of landing are booked out, and a lot of disappointed clients, you know, are sort of saying, well, we want to do this and this. Well, you can do as much as you can, but if everything is booked and, you know, I can organise a helicopter last minute, that doesn't mean to say that they're going to watch the last race because the helicopter has a time zone where it has to leave. So it's those events that are such substantial events in the actual calendar that, the earlier you do it, the better it is for everybody because it's
sure.
organized and there's no stress for the client, and there's definitely not as much stress for me because it's done
right.
and everything is organized. So, but as you say, you know, not everybody wants to, you know, look ahead so far ahead now in January. The weather is absolutely terrible here in England. We've had the largest amount of rain in the last month on record. It's just been crazy. And
yeah.
We've got a lot of damage of houses and a lot of people homeless up in the north, which has been devastation for them over Christmas and the new year. So there's a lot of people, and we, you know, even if we're not involved in that situation, we feel for those people. So there's people now sort of taking up lorries and taking up clothes, and you know, it's really nice because a lot of the country is trying to help these people who are literally homeless, and this isn't the first time, this is, you know, like the second or third time. So I would think January is a month of where you regain yourself, and you know, it's a good time to reflect on what's happened last year and, you know, your aims and, you know, helping and being thoughtful, I think.
Absolutely. Now, I, and again, this is another question, and I want everyone to know that Emma's company is EJB Events, and you can check it out online at ejbevents.co.uk. And Emma, can you tell people what the what's your typical travel plan an event like? What can people expect from the event and working with you and reaching out to you? I mean, is there any type of request that you've received where you said, you know what, I can't do that? Or is it just whatever they want, they can get?
Yeah, I don't want to admit that because making the impossible is possible is some of my
right.
statements that I say. So I really push push it out there big time, to, and you know, to say no to somebody, it can't be done, is very, you know, is hard for me to do, because obviously not everything possibly can be done, but as hard as we can try, we will get it to be near, or you know, hopefully get it done. Yeah, I mean, I had some clients actually come in from LA just after Christmas, and they came to London and they, you know, did some good things in London. And then one of them was actually a supporter of Liverpool Football Club. And Liverpool were playing in London at a club in West Ham. And he just sort of out of the blue rang and said, listen, I want to go, you know, on the 2nd of January. I want to go to the director's box. Is it possible to maybe go down to the tunnel and meet the manager and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And
right.
It was literally last minute to organize it. And anyway, we did it. He had an amazing time. He was picked up by the chauffeur from the hotel and taken and immediately straight into the director's box and, you know, had a lovely glass of champagne and some great food. And then he went down and met the players, and he also met the manager, Mr. Klopp, who was overwhelmed with, because I think he put those things to me thinking, well, maybe she'll be able to do some of it, but not all of it.
Right.
So he was there were two very happy clients. They wrote a lovely review, you know, after it, and said that some of the stuff that they had as a surprise, they were quite speechless. So things like that is really rewarding for me to know that I was put in a predicament place of where I've got to really get it done, because this is what
sure.
they want. And to achieve it is a plus, but to get a nice review and they're happy and, you know, something like that, to say that they were literally overwhelmed with everything of how smooth it went, there was no hassle,
right.
and they got extra to what they thought they would ever get, was really good. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we aim to achieve, we aim to conquer, so if it can be done, we will do it.
Absolutely. And so why don't you tell us about the operation itself? How many people do you have employed for you that are helping you through the day-to-day planning activities? And then once the people actually get to these events, you know, what's that like?
Well, we're a team of eight now. I've sort of grown the business and gone through staff. You know, I'm a person that once I take on a team of staff, I want to keep them forever and ever. I'm very much with that, with my people who looked after my horses and, you know, looked after my home when I was competing. I kept them 20 years.
Right.
It's a strong team, and people know that I'm, you know, very passionate about what I do. And, you know, it's full on all the time. And, you know, that's sort of what they're put to the test on when they take on, you know, the job for a couple of weeks. They're given sort of a couple of weeks to see how it is. They come to some events and they see, and they realise how intense it is, and also, you know, when something happens, they've got to react and, you know, deal and cope with it immediately, but discreetly, not rudely, and, you know, iron out the problem if there's a problem for that client ASAP. So that's really where the team is. And the other way is that obviously when you arrive, especially when I'm there, which 9 times out of 10 I will go to the event with you, and, you know, you're looked after from start to finish. So the stress of it is my stress. It's put on my shoulders and it's my problem for that day. So that's sort of one of the services that we offer. And because it's a luxury concierge service, you know, we want to provide the best of the best to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that, you know, as I say, from start to finish, you're happy and you want to come back again.
Sure. And I mean, I think in any industry, it's all about keeping the customer
yeah.
you know, truly happy, exceeding their expectations, obviously, not just meeting them. And it, to me, it sounds like from what you've explained about the services that you try to provide and the event itself, it sounds like people probably get to your events and are probably blown away. And then once they leave, it sounds like it's something that you can easily get referrals from. I mean, I'm sure you have repeat clients.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. And I wanted to tell you, too, I thought it was very cool because the other day I was watching television. I think it was actually yesterday. And I had seen your buddy Sylvester Stallone on the TV. I think he got nominated for something with the last Rambo type film.
Yeah,
Creed.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
how
I
often
mean,
do you...
it's lovely.
It's crazy, yeah. How often do you have those types of events with the A-list stars?
Well, we started off sort of just doing a few, but again, as you quite rightly say, it's word of mouth. And
right.
It's also to build up the trust with the whole team of what he has as well. With
of course.
You know, from the manager, the agent, security, you know, it's a massive trust from every side. So that has to be built up. And then, of course, when they come over from LA or New York or wherever to London, you know, we meet them and then I'm sort of around and looking after them and, you know, there to be there when they need whatever. And you build up that relationship quite quickly because obviously
right.
they're not going to be here for months on end. But it's quite amazing of how you first meet them and they're sort of quite sort of, you know, they're not on their guard, but they don't know you as such. They can
Google you, they
can read about you, they can watch videos on you. But to meet a person on a one-to-one, that's a very, very different, you know, experience. So it's important that the first time we meet them, they feel, you know, happy. They feel that they're safe and they also feel warmed to my presence of how I am because I'm certainly as... Jerry Lee Lewis's wife, Judith, said to me, which was a very nice compliment last year, you are not at all a celebrity hugger. You're not a person that just does it because it's a celebrity and you want all the glamour and everything from it. I mean, people, you know, behind the scenes see how hard I do work and how
right.
hard it is to build that trust up and to get that. So, you know, that was a good thing for her to tell me because a lot of people, especially in my position of what I do, could be like that. It could be that you're just interested in getting signatures and, you know, put it out everywhere. Oh, I just met, you know, Sylvester Stallone and it's this
right.
and it's that. And that's, you know, I think for me being in the sports industry as a professional myself, I learned how it was to be a celeb. And
mm-hmm.
so I respect the celebrities that I meet because I know how it is to be one. So I think that's also a difference when we have, you know, the Hollywood A-listers come over that I know how to handle it myself because I've been
right.
in that status, you know, in my career.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if they don't want, you know, people around them all the time. I understand if they, you know, can't do this or whatever, because I know how it works.
Now, have you ever had a celebrity, you know, that you had basically booked for an event? Have you had them cancel for whatever reason?
Yeah, we did.
You don't have to name who they were. You could just,
yeah,
I'm
we
just
did.
Curious.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and it was a great shame because obviously we had, you know, put a lot of work into it for 5-6 months. But these things do happen. You know, I mean,
right.
Not every time it goes to plan, and you know, it's like life, isn't it? So you have to accept it and move on. And you know, it wasn't ended in bad terms or anything.
Right.
Detrimentally said, or the press did anything wrong, and it was just the situation that happened, and you know, that was it. So
sure. And now, what do you do
in that
case? There's
no time to dwell on it.
No, of course. But so, what do you do in the case of that? Because I think that's important for everyone to know. You know, if things come about at the final minute, and it sounds like you, and I know that you've said in the previous episodes that you are very hands on throughout every event that you host for people. So,
yeah.
You know, what do you do in that situation when you have, you know, people, expectations are, well, I'm going to meet this person or that person, and then all of a sudden something like that happens? What's the steps that you take then to make it better?
Well, we obviously have to explain what's happened, and then, you know, you'll obviously get a call from the press or whatever, and, you know, they want to say one thing, but I'm quite adamant of saying what it is, and, you know, that's how it is, and that's the story, thank you, you know, but... Let me tell you, after 6 months of hard work for the whole team, we're not happy about it, you know, as well as everybody else. So we will, you know, speak to the ticket holders and everything else and change, you know, what's happened, and then obviously compensate and do whatever and, you know, tell them that there's going to be the next show. And we sort of finish it, shut the book and move on because... I'm not a person, I'm very black and white, and I'm not a person that's going to just sit and keep... Oh gosh, why or whatever, it happened, and we have to move on. So, that's really how it is.
Sure. Now I'm reviewing the website, and again, I want everyone that may be joining us a little late today. I'm with Emma Jane Brown, and the company is EJB Events, and the website again is ejbevents.co.uk. Now, Emma, I'm on the website, and I'm checking out the package events that you have. So can you kind of take us through why did you pick these particular events? Like, I see you have one in Switzerland. And there's another at the yacht club in London, and then there's a makeover, and then there's obviously the Dine with the Celebrity. I'm curious because I know a lot of people love this, the private island experience.
Yeah.
So, what do you have a particular island that you go to for this, or do you kind of pick and choose different places that people want to go?
What I do and what I have done is I've spent sort of about 18 months of where I try to find incredible hidden gems across the globe, and then I sort of put it on that I can lay a trip on to, you know, exclusive boutiques or destinations. And it's really so that I know how it is before the clients get there. So I go and visit them. I love to find new ideas. I love to find maybe a new venue, but then I go away and I think what else I can add to it. So I add on extra things or things that they're not doing. And then probably after the event I've had, they could actually come back to me and say, listen, Emma, you know, with what you've just done, we would like to do 2 or 3 next year, you know, with some other clients. So it sort of bounces off, you know, what I'm doing. And also I think it's hard to find new places, it's hard to find new destinations. It's very easy in a way, yes, okay, you can Google everything, but what you read on the internet, you know, is not always how it is when you get there. And so that's why I like to go ahead of time. I like to know the staff. I like to know the format. I like to know the layout. I like to try out everything, because then when I put it into a package, I know that what's in that package is how it's going to be.
Right.
So it's a lot of time and effort, And it's you know, people say, oh gosh, how fantastic, it must be a great life you do, but it's very time consuming, and it is
sure.
obviously at my own expense, that, you know, at the company's expense, that I have to do this. But it has, in a way, hopefully, I'm sure it has, paid off, because I can actually say to the client, well, this is this, and, you know, I've been here, and this is added things. And, you know, like, even when people get to hotel rooms, we put a beautiful engraved bottle of champagne. We have our own bespoke chocolatier. We'll have a calligrapher who will write a personal letter to you on arrival. Things like that. It's not when you, you know, normally you go into a hotel room now, because it's all, you know, technology, and on the telly it will say, welcome, Miss Brown, have a good stay. But we do it more personal.
Absolutely. And
quite
I think,
nice.
To me,
yeah.
It sounds like that's what sets you guys apart from, you know, other companies that specialize in these high-end events. I mean, you know, it really seems, and it would be a shame if you're putting all this time and effort into it, like you said, and if you weren't to really be so client-focused, it would almost fall by the wayside, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. And I know from past situations, even with myself, of traveling to wherever, things have not been good, and, you know, and it's those extra things that you put in as an effort and you put in for your client that makes them realize, gosh, I can't believe that they've gone to that extreme, or, you know, how thoughtful was that? And everything I do at a different venue, I think if I was the client, that's what I would like.
Right.
So I'm not the client.
Yep.
I'm actually, you know, the person who's, you know, doing it for the client. But
right,
I
yeah,
always
of course.
Put myself in that bracket, that when I go into a hotel room and I look around, I think to myself, now that was not that, and that was this, and the fruit there is not very good, and just little things, because
right.
the hotels are so busy, and, you know, the staff come in, housekeeping come in, they do this, do that, and they go to the next room. It's inevitable, because there's so many rooms and there's so much to be done.
Right.
But whatever, wherever you're going, you know, if you come in and the room is nice and there's nice things to welcome you, that already makes you, you could be stressed from driving, you could have had a bad phone call, whatever, which we all have. But
yeah,
to
sure.
actually go in there and see some things that have been made thoughtful for you, that already changes your mind to go, oh, gosh, that's nice. You know, so you feel
right.
a bit different. So that's sort of the way I try to rethink things, instead of
sure.
saying, as a hospitality company would say, yes, there's your tickets, pick them up from concierge, have a good night. So that's not what I do. I'm
yeah.
opposite, you know.
Now,
so,
I wanted to ask you real quick, too. You
yeah.
are constantly doing, you're not really out of the show jumping life. I mean, I know you put a lot
yeah.
of your energy into EJB events, but
yeah.
what, you know, with all of your charity work, and I don't know how you have the time to do anything, but with Power Riders, I know you have something coming up towards the end of this month, right?
Yes, I am so excited. Obviously, I got involved originally. I'm an ambassador for Riding for Disabled, which the patron is Princess Anne. So it's a member of
right.
royalty, which is wonderful to have her, you know, have the princess associated with us. But through the years now, I've built up a relationship with the Power Riders. I'm obviously the mentor for the first blind show jumper in Great Britain, who is my
right.
number one star. And sort of over the years now, I've built up 12 or 13 para riders, which are fantastic people. They have struggled the last 2 years to get to horse shows. They have struggled to have support. So I sort of got to be with them sort of the middle of last year, and went to a couple of shows to help them. And then over Christmas, I decided that I would organize a clinic, so it's like a show jumping clinic for 3 days at a show where I used to compete up in the north, from sort of about 2 hours from London. And the owner of the show, I've been, you know, friends with for many years, and I went and had a meeting, and I said to him, look, you know, I need to help these people more. These people need more support. They need to get to shows. Their passion with their disability is to ride, and I can't let them not continue, because it's so sad, because, you know, they have these disabilities and all they want to do is go and ride, and there's no support. So I need to, in my time I have, as you quite openly say, I will do what I can. So I've organised now 3 days. They arrive on the Friday at the end of January and they finish on the Sunday. And they're going to be staying there. They're going to have tuition. They're going to learn more horsemanship. They're going to learn all the different things about their horses. We're all going to be one big family for 3 days and
very
two
nice.
Nights. And I've also got a couple of riders. One was a professional lady rider, and her partner as well is a great ex-show jumper as well. These people have been in my life for many, many years and have got to a level in the sport, but without sponsorship and help, again, have struggled to get to where they really wanted to get to at the top of the sport. So I always think about those people, because I know how hard it was for me to achieve where I got.
Right.
So I haven't really dealt with them for many, many years. So I picked up the phone to these two and said about it. And so lovely, you know, immediately, yes, Emma, of course, we'll be there for you, no problem. So they're going to actually have three instructors for 3 days, which normally does not happen. You normally just get one instructor. So they're going to have, they're so excited. They keep ringing me day and night, you know, oh my gosh, we can't believe this is happening. The venue is so looking forward to them. They've given them a little cottage where they can all stay. It's really, you know, really heartwarming for me to know that it's a new year and, you know, we need to get more help. We need to get more support for them. And most of all, you know, to do that for the weekend, it could be a weekend that I would have off, you know, which is quite rare. I don't care. You know, I'll drive 3 hours to be there because I want to support them and I want to, you know, help them.
And I mean, I got to say, you know, and I know I mentioned it, Emma, with the time that you have to put into EJB events, you know, and the time that you put into your charity work, where do you find the time for your personal life?
Not really a lot. I have two children, grown-up children, and they're fantastic. Yeah, they're fantastic. They've understood me for so many years because of me having a career and, you know, they weren't left or missed out on anything. They're very, you know, they come and see me at weekends and we obviously have holidays and stuff together. And my daughter works in London, so when I'm down in London, we meet up all the time. They're a huge support to me. They're always there to say, you know, Mum, we're so proud of you and, gosh, you know, you do so much, which is always lovely to hear. Space for me is not a huge amount. I'm always wanting to think of something different. I'm always on the phone if it's not with the horse, you know, world. As you say, it's with my company. But it is quite hard in a relationship because, you know, I'm not around a huge amount. And when I am around, I really just want my own space because I need time to reflect on some, you know, find some more energy to sort of get going again, you know, for a new day. So a relationship has to be very understandable to us. And the thing is, you know, people do realize that once I get set in to doing something, whether it's new or whatever, I'm very, very determined and, you know, very much there to aim to achieve because it's in me, it's installed me, you know, from being a sports person. So,
of course.
Charity work is very, very high up with me. You know, the big awards, the Pride of Sport Awards, in November, which is an incredible event. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if I can, my main object now is to get these 13 riders to get to shows in the year and, you know, enjoy what they love so much. But, you know, as I say, try and get some more support. And I know all charities need support. You know, I support Brain Tumor. I mean, I climbed Kilimanjaro three years ago. I climbed Kilimanjaro for Brain Tumor UK. So,
But
always
Emma,
in
unfortunately,
as well. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Emma, I am going to have to cut you off as we are running out of time for today's show. But
don't worry.
Save this. We're going to have you back on. We got five more episodes with you. So
yes, we
can.
Have.
We can reconvene next week. And again, why don't you let people know the best way to contact you quickly?
Yes, please contact me. My website is www.ejbevents.co.uk. You can also, if you follow Twitter, you can tweet me at Dame Emma Jane, all one word, Dame Emma Jane. And I'd just like to say thank you for a great interview and have a great day, New York.
All right. Well, thank you again, Emma, for coming on to the show. Everybody, check out EJB Events. From everyone here at CMC Radio, I'm your host, Rob May, saying we'll see you soon. Have a good day, everybody.